And now we're on the On This Day page. On this day last year, Kim Kardashian told a Paris trial of men accused of robbing her at gunpoint she feared she would be raped and said, "I absolutely did think I was going to die." On this day, a number of people, famous people, celebrated their birthday, were born. Harvey Keitel, actor, 87. Zoe Wanamaker, actress, 77. Stevie Wonder, singer, 76. Rosie Boycott, who was the former editor of The Independent and The Daily Express, 75. Selena Scott, former presenter, 75. Richard Madeley, TV presenter, 70. Frances Barber, actress, 68. And Samantha Morton, actress, 49. And on this day in 1981, Pope John Paul II survived an assassination attempt in St. Peter's Square in Rome. In history, on this day, in 1607, Captain John Smith landed on the Virginia coast and started the first permanent English settlement in the New World, Jamestown. In 1830, the Republic of Ecuador was created. In 1835, the death of the architect John Nash, who planned Regent's Park and Trafalgar Square. 1842, Sir Arthur Seymour Sullivan, composer, was born in Lambeth, son of a bandmaster at Sandhurst Military College. In 1846, on this day, the United States declared war on Mexico. In 1914, Joe Louis, heavyweight boxing champion known as the Brown Bomber, was born in Lexington, Alabama. In 1943, German and Italian forces in Africa surrendered. In 1961, death of Gary Cooper, American actor who was twice an Oscar winner.